You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Wallawe!
The Gula Sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck? Yeah,
that's a swear word.
Alright guys, welcome back to Wallow. Here in the studio we have with us the wonderful Club Ruby.
Hello, hello!
Welcome back!
Club Ruby!
Let's go!
Alright, how are you guys feeling tonight? Are y'all feeling festive?
Yeah, I'm wearing my festive gear. I'm wearing like flowers.
Yeah, both of them have like bright red shirts. I'm actually the only one who's not wearing anything really Christmassy. JC has the BFM football shirt with its red stripes, and I'm just wearing some purple shit right now.
Yeah, is that crabs?
No,
it's sick. Don't hate the shirt.
I actually don't know what this is. It's probably a character from some anime. It's like a monster from some anime or something, but definitely not Christmassy. That's for sure. So we have a special treat for you tonight. So in line with the holiday spirit, both Club Ruby and Voila will be doing some Christmas covers.
Yeah. Amazing! Christmas.
But before that,
we're gonna have a little bit of a corridor, a bit of a chat, you know.
Yeah.
See how our friends from Club Ruby. This is your third time being on the show.
Oh, and it's great. I'm very happy.
Oh, we're happy to have you on too, you know?
Yeah, and it also feels right as well because you guys are like, well, Jade's been a host before and it makes sense as well.
Aww.
And also, we want to hear an update from what happened at Forge Fest.
Of course! We're happy to be here.
Yeah, so apart from all that, let's get into it, shall we?
Okay, wait, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, as in, I'm just going to set up Hong's bass mic.
Can you hear that? I can't hear anything.
Yeah, so we've got a bass guitar in the studio. And we're just kind of DIYing this shit, so.
Han carried the amp all the way from the street.
Yeah, you guys have an elevator, right?
Yes, but
we do, but it's like on the other side of the building.
And it's also locked right now.
See?
Well, I'll show you where to access it. No, it is locked because you're gonna have to like walk the other side and there's no point.
See, I wasn't forcing you to bring it up the stairs.
Okay.
Anyway, so do you guys want to tell us what song you're going to be playing and what you have in store for us?
Oh my goodness. After much deliberation between many a Christmas tracks, first of all, when people ask me what my favorite Christmas song, unfortunately, it's really depressing. It's Christmas Shoes. Which is basically this little boy, and he goes to a Christmas store on like Christmas Eve, and he sees some Christmas shoes, and they look beautiful, and they're green and red, and he's like, "This is my mom's size," and she has cancer.
Oh, what?
And she's going to die soon, and I really need these Christmas shoes. And he goes, "'Cause mama needs Jesus tonight." And then basically the shop owner goes, "You know what? I'm going to give you these shoes for free because your mom needs them."
It's kind of giving like Little Drummer Boy energy in a way.
Yeah, it's definitely more serious vibes. And that's not fun to cover. But when I was a kid, I would just cry to it. I'd be like, "We got to..."
Oh my gosh. No, but we need to hear more music like that because obviously not everyone is feeling festive with Christmas, obviously from our last cola. But like we want to like share that side as well, if that makes sense.
So what song are you guys actually going to be doing in the end?
So on the flip side,
yeah,
we're actually going to do Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Okay. Yeah, the complete polar opposite.
I was like,
the Hannah Montana version.
Oh, yeah. Shit, okay.
So, Club Ruby's version of Hannah Montana's version.
Yeah. If you guys don't know the Club Ruby special, Jade and Sophie have little objects that they bring on stage and they will use that soon on the cover. I'm not going to spoil it if you guys don't know, but I'm going to save
you'll it. You'll hear. You'll hear very soon.
Okay.
All right, take it away. And we'll try and DIY the sound engineering. All right, okay. One, two, three.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old fashioned way.
Oh my god, that was fucking crazy. That was amazing. That's probably like one of the best Christmas covers I've heard. Yeah! Not gonna lie. Yeah.
It's Christmas, baby.
Yeah.
I was listening to it in the lounge. It sounded really good.
All right. And honestly, like the distorted bass guitar for a Christmas cover is so on brand for you guys. That it's just so punky. Yeah.
We debated acoustic guitar, but it felt right.
No, definitely not.
I was playing the bong like a dog, but I forgot. I'm so sorry.
And I want to go, woo! Merry Christmas!
Yeah, we'll keep it next time.
All right, yeah. Next Christmas, everybody.
Next Christmas, I'll bark like a dog.
All right, so.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Up next. So, JC, like, are we going to do our own Christmas cover next?
Yeah, if the lines are like. Mixed up.
Or should we play a couple of tracks first before we do that?
I'm playing Adventurous, so let's do it now.
Okay,
yes!
We'll do it now.
Let's go.
Okay.
Switching it up.
Okay.
So we're doing Last Christmas, and
right.
Is it the original chord?
Yes.
Key.
In the original key.
Yeah. Last Christmas. Wham. Yeah.
Live stream, you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Live stream.
Oh my gosh. So I'm gonna try our best to.
All right.
They're putting headphones on.
Yeah. So I'm the one that's gonna be mixing while Otto is strumming away. So
you're gonna be mixing and singing.
Yeah.
We are now live.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're also live stream on Instagram, right?
Yes,
on Club Ruby's Instagram.
Club Ruby sucks, everyone. If you are listening and watch the live stream, because I can't record anything on my phone right now, because I'm going to be using it for other things. But how's that sounding, Otto? Do you hear yourself quite well?
I hear myself well enough. Do you hear me well enough?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me? That's not loud, but that's actually really nice. Okay, can you give me verse, please? Sorry, we're doing like a little sound check as well as we're on live, but it's okay.
Are you ready, Otto?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Yeah.
And twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Happy Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying, I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kiss me now, I know you'll fool me again. I love you to fool me again. Oh, oh. Do it again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, oh, I'll give it again to you, babe. Guys, okay. I have never done a live like rendition of that. In a...
Hey, you killed it though.
No, yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Oh, thank you. Honestly, having you guys here and like listening to that it warms my heart in a way.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
This was so
this
lovely.
Is, again, this is it was a Christmas, bit of, am I right?
Yeah, and again, a bit of a switch up from your vibe, but I honestly love the way it just mixes up the genres a little bit.
We needed both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Do you have anything to say, Otto?
No, that was fun playing guitar in air. I had a great time doing that. JC, you've got pipes, man. You got like, you're an amazing singer. It's those Filipino genes that all that karaoke practice.
Basically, what I just said is a lot of people do hear me sing in Tagalog, and doing it live here makes it more like home. And doing it in front of you guys makes it more like welcoming as well, because like another singer to another singer here is like, I get scared when I like sing in front of someone that's like already been performing in the community already, so like it makes me feel really welcome that you guys were here and listening to it, so I appreciate
it. That's how I felt earlier in the newsroom when we were practicing and I tried to sing what was that Christmas song we did?
We were trying to do Silent Night.
And I was just like, nah, after JC just did the practice, I was like, I can't sing. I was just
you guys, he can sing. He just needs to believe in himself because
anyone can sing.
Anyone can sing.
Anyone can sing.
Yeah. Like, again, this is a little bit of a lure. He shut himself down before he hit the high note. And I told him he can do it. You just have to, like, really push for it.
Maybe next time.
Next time.
When next time? I don't know. Christmas 2025.
Oh.
Or whenever. Who knows? Maybe.
Because next year there's going to be a lot happening in the community. Like, not even for me and Otto. Like, again, I guess just people generally in the room, right?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay. Are we going to go back into tracks or?
We will. So, JC, just talk a little bit more shit on air while I play some tracks.
While we do some, you know, planning, because there are things we can't say on air, I'm honestly looking forward to hearing what you guys have to update us from Forge Fest and what you guys have planned for next year, because I really hope that you guys play more festivals next year. Like, please. Yeah.
Someone needs to book us.
Yeah.
Calling all managers and booking agents.
Promoters.
And promoters, yes.
My goodness. Guys, I also want you guys to do more merch, because merch, next year is the year where local merch needs to be promoted and, you know, used more. So
get a stall at Central Flea Market.
We're thinking of, like, getting a stall at some markets and then being like, if you're in a band and you want to go splitsies on the stall, we can also merch at the same stall.
Oh, yeah. You should hit up the double whammy. Well, like whoever organizes the flea market that they do on Sundays.
And also, there's an artist. Her name is Jess. She's like a classical singer. Well, she does more than classical singing, but she has a stall. Me and her were talking about like a clothes swap and fill a bag. So basically,
that could be cool.
Yeah. So if you guys want to like put in your merch in there, like how you guys did with Spec, like you guys could do that at the Double Whammy Market. So.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, like a plan.
Okay, so.
Oh, am I speaking? Okay, sure. These guys will stick around a little bit later, but in the meantime, we have some more tracks. Y'all dropped a single this year called Dear Diary.
Yes!
It's a banger. So we're going to be playing that next. Anyway, Dear Diary by Club Ruby. Enjoy, y'all.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.